Soundtrack by BookTrack.
Hachette Audio presents Etiquette and Espionage, Finishing School, Book the First. Written by Gail Carriger, read by Maura Quirk. Dedication. With eternal thanks to all those who finished me at each stage and in the best of all possible ways. Kathy, Carol, Harriet, James, Anne, Joe, Timmy, Judith, and Tom. There is no job harder than teaching, and to be truly great at it, heroic. And for Willow, representing for the next generation. Lesson 1. The start of being finished. Sophronia intended to pull the dumbwaiter up from the kitchen to outside the front parlour on the ground floor, where Mrs. Barnacle Goose was taking tea. Mrs. Barnacle Goose had arrived with a stranger in tow. Meddling old battle axe. With the hallways patrolled by siblings and household mechanicals, eavesdropping was out of the question. The only way of overhearing her mother, Mrs. Barnacle Goose, and the stranger was from inside the dumbwaiter. Mrs. Barnacle Goose had decided opinions on reforming other women's daughters. Sophronia did not want to be reformed. So she had pressed the dumbwaiter into the service of espionage. The dumbwaiter disagreed with the whole idea of stopping at the ground floor and instead kept on going up all four stories. Sophronia examined the windlass machine at the top. Several lengths of India rubber strapping made up part of the drive mechanism. Perhaps, once the strapping was removed, the dumbwaiter might shake loose. The dumbwaiter had no ceiling. It was simply a bit of platform with a support cable on the inside and a pulling cable on the outside. Sophronia reached up and liberated the strapping. Nothing happened, so she took more. It was while she wrapped the India rubber protectively around her boots, her mother had been complaining about the state of Sophronia's shoes of late, that the dumbwaiter started shaking. Sophronia squirmed over to the pulling cable, but before she had a chance to grab it, the dumbwaiter began to descend. Fast. Very fast. Too fast. The loading door on the third floor sped past, and then the one on the second. Perhaps removing the rubber was not such a brilliant plan. As the top of the next loading door appeared, Sophronia dove forward.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?